welcome. If you think euphemisms are stupid and unnecessary, then we've got the show for you.
Walked through a graveyard late at night and seen a coffin open?
Have you ever thought what it would be like to see a person's head amputated?
Think of things so horrible that the human mind cannot imagine them.
Unlike anything that you've ever seen or heard of in the past.
Hideous creatures from beyond the grave leave the stage and grab girls right out of their seats.
Girls, do not come alone. Bring your boyfriend to protect you when the lights go out.
You may find a live snake or rat under your seat.
A real dead body is given away to some lucky person at every performance.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
What?
Trying to make a fool.
progression is slow. You shouldn't complain, baby. You ought to know, yeah, I believe.
MC5 and friends, I believe to my soul. And of course, the soul, as I understand it, is this sort of mystical thing that we all have inside of us that is who we are, I guess, the essence of who we are. And you can't find it, you can't cut it out, you can't put it in, you can't replace it. But it seems really important. And it just makes me wonder, if it's so damn important, why did they name it after part of a shoe? I worry about things like this. I am Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. And wow, it's snowing where I am right now. It's burning out on the other coast. Whew. I'm not going to get into the apocalypse right now. I already talked about the soul. We have right here for you great shit. Tons of it. Some new stuff. Some old stuff. Some weird stuff. In other words, it's Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. And without hesitation, we are going to infest your psyche with the regrets right here on the most prescient pop culture channel the world has ever known, GetThePointRadio.com.
Things will be better. before. She's my best friend, but I'm not hers, cause she's got more than she had before. Hey! She's my best friend, but I'm not hers, cause she's got more than she had before. She's my best friend, but I'm not hers, cause she's got more than she had before. I want that girl that I knew before to come right back and knock on my door.
Tell you why, it's all too beautiful.
beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be cool?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
We'll try the cheese there.
I tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Ha!
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Oh, arrested on charges of an unnamed crime, and he was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walk across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. 2-3 the count, with nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Round the third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
Yes, the drumming is green. And I learned quite a lot when I was young. When I was young. So much stronger than I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older than when I was young. When I
Wow, you see what happens when you put the Wayback Machine on cruise control? From the top this time, even though it's the first time. The Regrets, Bruns, the Dolly Rots, Walking on Sunshine. I just love that cover. Arguably the second most played tune on Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. Small Faces, Ichiku Park. I wonder why it's the second most played tune on this program. From there, we went to Chuck Berry's autobiographical Brown-Eyed Handsome Man. And after that, we went to Chuck Berry, as performed by the Rolling Stones. That was Roll Over Beethoven. You might not have heard that one, because it just came out on one of those, you know, bottom-of-the-barrel discs. And it's great. They keep on finding more and more wonderful stuff. The Stones did that back in 1963. Stones did very little else in 1963, so that's something. Another one of them same types of albums, Weird Al Yankovic did Pac-Man. Al's done George Harrison a few times, if I'm not mistaken. And we close the set with Eric Burdon and the Animals, When I Was Young. That was a long time ago, Eric. You're even older than me. Great voice. Still got it. Bless him. Last week I had so much fun telling you how Mr. Sip is called Mr. Sip. We're going to play another track from his new album, and we are going to do that in, you guessed it,
Mike, go!
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
Get the point, radio!
I've been swinging this axe for about 30 years. Trying to be heard. Trying to be felt. And I guess I gotta keep on swinging it, cause I can't give up now. I feel a little closer. Yes. Now here I am, once again, my friend, with this old guitar in my hand. I'm playing the blues, playing with all my heart. Can you feel me? I'm doing the best I can. I'm traveling all over the world, spreading love and joy through my music. The music has no limits, so I have no other choice but to knock a hole in it. This born and raised in Mississippi, around a lot of great musicians, gave me my drive. As a child, I told myself I wanna travel all over the world, such a life. I played gospel music for many, many years. Switched over to the blues. They thought it was strange. See what they didn't know. The music has
to knock a hole. Can I do it? Oh, knock a hole in it.
We'll be right back. take your ship. I got love, love, I got love, and it's time for more love.
Thank you. if I hurt you and I made you cry. I couldn't stand to see you with another guy. It's the bluest blues, and it cuts me like a knife. It's the bluest blues since you walked out of my life. Couldn't really tell how you hurt my pride, but something broke within me down inside.
Thank you.
Alvin Lee and 10 Years After. Nah, you see, I can't do it like Chipmunk did it. That was the guy, the announcer, one of two announcers, or three, or 10, or 50, I don't know, at Woodstock back in 1969. You've probably heard it on the album. If you're really old like me, you might have been there. I certainly was, but I didn't see you there. Anyway, The Bluest Blues, Alvin Lee, and 10 Years After. Prior to that, the great Ethel Waters. Yeah, that track was from the early 20s. That's as good as it gets. If You Don't Think I'll Do Sweet Pops. Now, you can pronounce that like a number of different ways. If You Don't Think I'll Do Sweet Pops, or If You Don't Think I'll Do Sweet Pops, yeah, you decide. Ethel Waters, by the way, was huge at the Cotton Club, you know, Cab Calloway and Duke Ellington and all that. And Lena Horne was in the chorus. And one day, Ethel Waters didn't show up. She was sick or something. And her big signature tune, the one that everybody paid all that money to go up to Harlem to go see, was Stormy Weather. So they pressed Lena Horne into it. She sang Stormy Weather and became a superstar. Ethel was no slouch neither. Worked for, oh, at least another 30, 40 years. Mavis Staples from her newest, If All I Was Black. And we opened with Mr. Sip, Knock a Hole in It, also brand new. And if I had a dime for every time somebody ever said that to me, well, I'd probably have about a dime. We are just about to do a song about men, women, and the Kama Sutra in 8.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, baby.
Yeah. original sinner. I was born from original sin. Well, if I had a dollar bill for all the things I've done, there'd be a mountain of money, money, money.
In the middle of the night, my father yells, "What you gonna do?"
memory, and I never knew the sweetest love was the first. So what am I supposed to do about this curse? Oh, baby, I've got you to blame, and I'm calling, calling out your name.
Oh, he was so fine,
Jimmy Lee.
Oh, he was so fine,
Jimmy Lee.
Wow, that was a panoply of magnificent voices, wasn't it? Aretha Franklin, Jimmy Lee. We've got another Jimmy in the middle of our next set, but this one was from Aretha Franklin. Wow. Amy Winehouse before Aretha, Our Day Will Come. Yeah, I know. Before Amy, we did a mashup. Isn't that what these kids call it today? First half of the song, Please Mr. Postman, was done by the Marvelettes. Second half of the song, Please Mr. Postman, was done by the Beatles. Why? Well, first of all, because I'm insane. Second, because every time I hear the song, I think of Paul Schaefer and the way he would repeat the way the Beatles did it. Deliver de letter, de sooner de better. Now, I just did it sort of in a reggae thing. Paul did it in sort of a mid-International Falls Canadian Jewish thing. And the Beatles did it in a Liverpudlian thing. And the Marvelettes did it right. Before them all, Rocket J on a tune that I think we did the world premiere of just a month or two ago. Proud to do it. Another cover, great one. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Blondie before that, Doom or Destiny. That's from their newest. Came out a couple months ago. The video just came out, and Little Miss Adrienne Nash said, oh, you got to see this. And she sent it to me, and I'm looking at it and going like, this is a great video. It's been a long time since I've been able to say that. You're not going to see it broadcast on any broadcast outlet, so you should, you know, Google or whatever it is that you kids do today. We open the set with Eurythmics' Missionary Man. Might be my favorite of their tracks. We got a great response from playing some Baxter Drury from his latest album. I know, it's really uncanny, because every time you hear him, he sounds so much like his father. That's a good thing. And also, he may be about as gifted as his father, and that's an amazing thing. And if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, hang on a sec, we'll show ya.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Oi, do you remember me? That's right. You gave me a little bit of a whack when I was younger. But I'll forgive ya. I wasn't that tough though. I was from the posh flats. But then we bonded, making up schemes. But you always went a bit further. Run down Chiswick High Road, being horrible to people, stealing smelly pens, and you borrowed my bike forever. Oi, do you remember me? Broke my nose once. Fucking hurt. But I've been thinking about you. Wondering if you're in prison. I went to live on the river and got into media. But we had porcelain faces then. Nothing seemed to matter. And I thought you were great except for the violence. And I hope you survived somehow. And didn't turn into a total cunt, which is possible. Oi, do you remember me? Do you remember? We'll be right back.
police walked in for Jimmy Jazz. I said he ain't here, but he sure went past. Oh, you're looking for Jimmy Jazz. Jimmy said, shot to my cigar for Jimmy Dread. Cut off his gears and chop off his head. Police come look for Jimmy Jazz. Jazz, Jazz, Jazz. So they're gonna take the message across the town. Maybe put it down somewhere over the outside. See it gets to Jimmy Jazz.
Thank you.
Bozo Dog Doodah Band, Jazz Delicious Hot Disgusting Cold. Prior to that, pretty much the guy who started it all of it, just all of it, Doc Pomus, My Good Pot, two T's, don't get excited. Prior to that, hey, I said we owed you a Jimmy. That was Jimmy Jazz from The Clash. And that was preceded by John 5 and the Creatures, The Black Crass Plague. Nick Lowe came in before that with Shake That Rat. A lot of ways you can take that one. We opened the set with Baxter Dury. Oi! They said it a little differently in my neighborhood when I was growing up. Okay, it's time for us to raise the roof a little bit, let some of that snow in. Yeah, we're gonna start it off with Ike and Tina. Anon.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
And at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna not hesitate any further. We'll introduce the main attraction of the evening. I mean the star of the show, so let's give her a nice, warm, friendly welcome. The fabulous Miss Tina Turner. Do it right.
Heaven. Yeah. When the clock strike 12, yeah. I got mine, see, all day, all everywhere.
Your time. Don't walk so fast. Stay on the road. I don't blame people saying walk in the blues. Keep on walking anyway.
Yeah, we're shaking all we got in this last set, huh? Open with Ike and Tina Turner, Shake a Tail Feather. Mark Sultan, he's agitated. Screaming Jay Hawkins, Live, Love, or Die. I guess if those are the only options. The Black Keys, Moneymaker. Elmore James with a classic, Shake Your Moneymaker. Shaky Jake and the Willie Dixon Band, Roll Your Moneymaker. And after all of that shaking and rolling and making a money, Willie came back with one more tune to relax us all, Walkin' the Blues. Hey, guess what? It's time for a little bitty Big Babble. This coming Tuesday, December 12th, we're going to find out what Alabama's really made of. Seriously, this is going to upset some people, probably people who've never heard the show before, but we're going to find out whether Alabamans are going to vote for an overwhelmingly likely diseased old pederast or a Democrat for the Senate. Our asshole in chief has branded the Democrat as soft on crime. Yeah, he was the prosecutor out there, and he's the guy that convicted two Ku Klux Klan members in the 90s. apologies for the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham in 1963. He just has a thing about the Ku Klux Klan. You hear these sound bites from voters who are saying, well, yeah, I'd rather have a pederast than a Democrat. Really? You got a daughter? Maybe in grammar school or high school? What is this world coming to? It's unbelievable. I guess we'll find out Tuesday night. Tweet me at CreepyMikeGold. And this is indeed Creepy Mike Gold at Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine right here at GetThePointRadio.com. Sure, we're going home. It's the Bluesmobile, and it's driven by Aerosmith.
どうもありがとうございます。 This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine. Get the